And let's go next to Blacksburg, Virginia, where NPR's Rachel Martin is tracking the victims in this shooting. And Rachel, let's just begin with a name here. Ryan Clark. Who was he?
Sure. Well, Ryan Clark has been named as the resident assistant, or RA, who lived and worked on the fourth floor of Ambler Johnston Hall. That's the dormitory where the first shooting took place around 7:15 a.m. Ryan Clark was apparently shot along with one other unidentified person at this point. Ryan Clark, initial reports say he was just a month away from graduating from Virginia Tech. He was a triple graduate. He had three different majors in psychology, biology, and English. He was 22 years old from Martinez, Georgia, and he was an active leader in the Virginia Tech marching band. He served as its personnel officer. Students around campus say he was an affable guy, a likable guy, and that he will clearly be missed here.
And as we look through this list of names, you also get a sense of how some university towns, even small college towns, can be very cosmopolitan places. One of the victims was a professor from Israel.
Correct. Among the confirmed dead were two professors. The first, Liviu Librescu, who was an Israeli professor, born in Romania and was internationally known for his research in aeronautical engineering. The second professor, who's among the dead, is Kevin Granada. Granada and his students at Virginia Tech researched muscle and reflex response and robotics. Colleagues call him one of the top five biomechanic researchers in the country, someone at the top of his field. Both of those men were apparently shot in the second shooting around 9:30 yesterday morning at Norris Hall. That's the major engineering building on campus.
Rachel, very briefly, what's it like there for families of the victims?
Well, friends and families have been gathering at the inn at Virginia Tech. It's a hotel that's been turned into a de facto grievance center and a place where people can get information, and they're just trying to piece together whatever they can about their loved ones. A couple of these names have been revealed. Most have not, and it's a small town, so everyone says that they're sure to know someone eventually who will be on that list.
Rachel, thanks very much.
Thank you.